We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Pittsburgh's viewership for NHL's Hard Knocks training camp with the Oakland Raiders is three times the national average. So we've proven we still care about Antonio Brown to the extent that we, I think, like to watch and mock him and root for him to fail. And, you know, going into this, it was kind of like the Titanic. You knew the ship was going to sink because of the frostbite and the helmet fiasco. So you watched the last 3 weeks knowing that there were going to be portions of the show that made Brown look bad, or at least thought that. Le'Veon Bell's been kind of out of sight, out of mind. And our next guest, longtime NFL writer, Newsday in New York, Bob Glauber, joining us. And Bob has an article up on Newsday's website right now titled "The Divergent Paths of Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown Since Leaving Pittsburgh." And Bob, you talked to Le'Veon Bell about Antonio Brown, right?
I did. Yep. I speak to the players. Isn't it amazing? Yes, I did talk.
We didn't get a chance to talk to him for a full season, Bob.
Oh,
so.
Really?
I don't know if you knew that.
It's a running joke among writers. Hey, do you get to talk to the players? Yeah. So, like, Le'Veon Bell has been clearly on his best behavior. Nothing bad has happened in New York. I thought he did a good job of defusing the reports, you know, it wasn't long ago, where reports were coming out that Adam Gase didn't want Le'Veon Bell. Too expensive, and he doesn't value running backs like that. But, you know, Bell defused it, Gase defused it, and he's gotten along quite well. So it certainly is the clean slate school of new beginnings for Le'Veon Bell, and he's enjoying it. And we did talk a little bit about Antonio Brown. He is watching it from afar. I don't get a sense that they're particularly close. He hasn't talked to Antonio Brown in recent weeks. And, you know, he was pretty opinionated, basically disagreeing with the way Antonio Brown is going about it and sharing, especially about the helmet thing, sharing that Le'Veon changed his helmet, I believe, in year two, he said, because he knew this was coming and he just wanted to get it over with. So he sympathizes and empathizes with Antonio Brown because skill players, you know, are very particular about their equipment and it is an adjustment. But, you know, he rules a rule and, you know, that's it. Now some people in Pittsburgh have kind of commented like, well, you know, Le'Veon didn't think Antonio Brown should be missing practice over it and such, and, you know, people found that kind of rich. But, you know, the difference there was that Le'Veon Bell was in a contract dispute, and any player who's in a contract dispute is not going to practice. It's not like he was under contract and sitting out practice, and so there is a bit of a distinction there. But that said, I think, you know, people in Pittsburgh still have some bad blood for both these players, and especially Antonio Brown, but to perhaps a lesser degree, Le'Veon Bell.
So, Bob, when you talk to Le'Veon then, you're telling me, just so my audience is clear on this, it was pretty clear to you that Bell either thought less of or disagreed with Antonio Brown, like blowing off practices and leaving Raiders training camp?
Yes.
Okay.
He did, yes, he found that objectionable, and he felt that he would not have done that, and he said that was the wrong course of action to take. And basically, in sharing his own experience with the helmet, with changing his own helmet, he said, look, I did it, I knew I had to do it, and I got it over with. So, you know, and his quote, I believe it was something like a rule is a rule, and, you know, that is the rule, and Antonio Brown is certainly challenging it, and creating quite a distraction in doing so. Just finished his second arbitration hearing.
Yeah,
challenging the ruling on having to use that helmet that is approved by the NFL and by NOCSI, which is a safety helmet safety group that you know examines all helmets used by NFL players.
Bob Glauber joining us Newsday. You can follow him on Twitter. Bob Glauber, spelled GLAUBER. Talked to Le'Veon Bell about a bunch of things, including Antonio Brown. During that conversation, did you get the impression that Le'Veon Bell still has a high opinion of Antonio Brown? Do you think that Le'Veon Bell respects him? Do you think that he feels like it's just a guy who's like off the reservation and off the deep end? What sense of that did you get, Bob?
You know, if I were to speculate on that, I'd be out of line because I didn't ask him that, and I didn't, you know, I'm not going to kind of try to read through his words and or kind of read his expression. I asked if he had been in contact with Antonio Brown recently, and he said no. And it sounded as if he was a little bit disconnected from Antonio Brown.
So it's not like they're two guys that both feel like they're burned by the Steelers or wronged by the Steelers and have, like, galvanized or, like, developed a deep bond over it, is what you're telling me.
No, okay. I did not get that sense. And, in fact, I think Le'Veon Bell looks back on his days with Pittsburgh perhaps with a little regret, but, you know, look, he did what he felt he had to do, and he's out the other end in a good place. I think mentally he's in a very good place. And now, listen, man, I've covered this league a long time. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of players go through a lot of things. And he seems to really have kind of a refreshed look at, you know, not only his career, but, you know, physically he feels good. He just hadn't had to take a pounding in a year and a half. So obviously he's going to feel good. He feels recharged. He feels ready to go. I think he misses playing. And he talked, you know, to the other writers as well about, you know, he's getting out there, he's warming up, and he's like saying, "Hey, come on, let's go." And you know, Sam Darnold's looking at him and says, "Hey, you're not playing. Well, you know, what are you doing?" And you know, he misses it. Now, I think the Jets are smart for keeping him out of contact throughout the preseason. It's a wise move. There's just no reason to risk injury,
no doubt,
in a meaningless preseason game. So I think Le'Veon Bell goes into this season with a good attitude, a refreshed attitude, and anxious to really kind of be a leader on a team. You know, he's the veteran presence now, and you know, it wasn't always like that in Pittsburgh. And I think he's taken a bit of a different view of his career right now.
Bob Glauber, longtime NFL writer, Hall of Fame voter, based out of New York, writes for Newsday, talked to Le'Veon Bell about Antonio Brown and a bunch of things, joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. Bob, the point of your piece here in this column, along with the quotes from Bell, is that you feel like Bell is going in one direction and Antonio Brown is going in the other. So is that to say you believe that, you know, off of that, the Jets will have a good year, partly because or because, you know, mainly because of Le'Veon Bell, and conversely, the Raiders are in deep trouble because of Antonio Brown?
No, I wouldn't say that. I don't think it's that simple. I think if the Jets have a good year, it'll be more because of Sam Darnold and Adam Gase doing a good job coaching. I think Le'Veon Bell is a big part of what the Jets are going to do. I think he's going to have a good year if he stays healthy. But, I mean, there are so many more factors than just Le'Veon Bell, the way he plays, and how well the Jets do, and the same with Antonio Brown. You know, the guy might get his act together, and he might put out a good season. And the Raiders might be an improved football team. But, you know, their paths are, you know, Brown and Bell, their paths are totally divergent right now. You've got one player who I think Antonio Brown is not in a good place. I mean, he's just not. And I think Le'Veon Bell is. I think Le'Veon is, you know, coming into the year excited. And, you know, 27-year-old running back with a lot of wear on him, but not lately. He's ready to go. So I think these guys are in two totally different mental spaces. Doesn't mean each team is going to, you know, doesn't mean the Jets are going to be good because Bell is feeling good, or the Raiders are going to be terrible because Brown is just, you know, just does not have it together right now. But I think when you look at those two guys who were really linked, you know, two of the best skill position players ever to play in Pittsburgh, really ever to play in the NFL, and they, you know, they took different roads, and they're in different spaces, both physically and mentally.
What's your Steelers outlook for 2019?
I'm liking the Steelers, man. If anyone's taking the Steelers lightly, I think it's a huge mistake. I think, you know, Big Ben is still a really, really good quarterback. I think Kevin Colbert is, I think he's the best general manager in football, and nobody talks about it. And that does so much for a team when you don't have to, you know, go crazy, hog wild, signing free agents. It's the way to do it. And I think the defense is much better off at this point this year. And that's huge. If they can get their pass defense squared away, and that's a big if, especially if they play New England, they're going to be a force. I think they're the class of the AFC North still.
Bigger test for them, Cleveland or Baltimore?
I'm always going to go with Baltimore in that one. You know, Cleveland, show me. Show me. Just show me. I mean, you guys are talking a good game out there. Let's see what happens.
You think Odell Beckham Jr. ends up being a net positive or negative for them?
Oh, I think he'll be a net positive for the most part. Look, if that season gets away and goes off the rails, and they're 4-10 and he's not getting the ball, I mean, people are going to be asking him how he feels about that. But I don't think the season is going to go off the rails because of Odell Beckham. I think he's smart enough to know that it's got to be about football now. He did a lot of these off-season interviews when he was with the Giants, and he'd make news, and training camp would be kind of weird because of it, and then he just kind of, it would be all about football, and he'd be fine, except for the times when he did act out on the field. He has grown up as a player. He has gotten his temper much better under control during games. But this guy is a flamboyant, self-absorbed kind of performer, and he is a performer, and it's always going to be a high wire act with him and managing him. So
yeah, we lived that for the last 7 years, Bob. We know that. We know all about that.
Yeah, but you know what? If I'm telling you, and he is like old school golden child compared to Antonio. If Odell Beckham was doing what Antonio Brown was doing, come on.
Yeah.
The stuff that Odell Beckham says some things and occasionally pouts, he doesn't do stuff like Antonio Brown has. He doesn't quit on his team like that, you know, in the last game of the season. I'm sorry. They're two different players when it comes to that.
Bob Glauber, Newsday, the Ed Bouchette of New York. Bob, thanks so much for joining us.
It.
You like that compliment?
Right.
Did that work?
That worked, sure. Eddie and I started the same year, 1985. We both nearly saw a fan at Three Rivers die. We both nearly saw a fan die when he was shimmying down the pole for the backstop, or the baseball backstop. The guy went all the way down, suspended 50 feet over the stands. If he fell, he would have died. He made it, and the rest is history.
That was your introduction, Ed Bouchette. Wow.
Yeah, Eddie and I were both there. Ask him about it.
I will. We'll have him on next week to talk about it. Bob, thanks so much. The story, the divergent paths of Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown since leaving Pittsburgh. Google it, Bob Glauber. It's in Newsday. Bob, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. There you go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.